Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Harvey Keene. Batting second. The first baseman, Earl Torgerson. Batting third. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bob Kennedy. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting eighth. The catcher, Red Wilson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Heft. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Billy Heft. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dick Williams. Batting second. The first baseman, Bob Boyd. Batting third. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gus Triandos. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Tito Francona. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Billy Gardner. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Grady Hatton. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Connie Johnson. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Connie Johnson. And now, play ball. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a line drive into right field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. One out. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann takes first base on ball four. Boyd moves to second. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Francona. Tuttle reaches second base with a double. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling takes first base on ball four. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Boyd settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Connie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 1 in the game. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0 for 1 in the game. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Keene moves to second. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torgerson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Boyd for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. Kell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kell moves to second. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0 for 1 in the game. Triandos hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 1 in the game. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gardner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cal fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Heft hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hatton takes first base on ball 4. Connie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hatton moves to second. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Hatton moves to third. Two outs. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-2 in the game. Keene hits a pop-up towards short. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0-for-2 in the game. Torgerson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Triando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-2 in the game. Maxwell takes first base on ball 4. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-2 in the game. Kaline strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kell takes first base on ball 4. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Niemann hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kell moves to second. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0-for-2 in the game. Triandos bunts towards the mound. Heft fields it and throws to first for the out. Kell moves to third. Niemann moves to second. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-2 in the game. Francona takes first base on ball 4. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-2 in the game. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Heft fields it, throws to the plate for one, and over to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Tuttle hits a fly ball into right field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bowling hits a fly ball into left field. Neiman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kennedy moves to third. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Heft takes first base on ball 4. Wilson moves to second. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-3 in the game. Keene strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hatton hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Connie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boyd hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0-for-3 in the game. Torgerson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Francona, who is chasing the ball. Torgerson reaches third base with a triple. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Maxwell strikes out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-3 in the game. Kaline hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Torgerson scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatton fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kennedy. The throw from Triandos and he is out, Hatton applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Neiman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0-for-2 in the game. Triandos hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Neiman moves to third. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling fields it and throws to second for the out. Neiman scores. Two outs. It's Tigers, 1, Orioles, 1. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 3 in the game. Gardner takes first base on ball 4. Francona moves to second. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hatton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torgerson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hatton for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Orioles 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Tuttle hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Tigers. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bowling hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Niemann. Wilson reaches second base with a double. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Heft hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Williams, who is chasing the ball. Heft reaches third base with a triple. Wilson scores. It's 3-1, Tigers. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 4 in the game. Keene hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Heft scores. It's 4-1, Tigers. Maury Martin now pitching. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. Torgerson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Maxwell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Wayne Causey pinch hits for Maury Martin. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey strikes out. One out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 4 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Boyd hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 4, and Baltimore Orioles, 1. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.